Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dukes and Bell, glad to have you here. 3 o'clock hour brought to you by our friends at All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. We're going to let you know what's going on over at Truist Park in just a little bit. Coming up, we're going to talk about our guy, Drake London. We both feel like it could be a huge breakout season for Drake. And look, it's going to be the first time, to be quite honest, outside of Kirk Cousins' weeks of playing, that he's going to have a guy that can deliver the ball in places where he hasn't had it delivered. There have been times where Drake has had to make incredible catches just to come down with certain balls. And so we'll get into that. Yeah, man, no man's on the way. And also plenty of going on around the NFL. Hey, Father's Day, guys, is right around the corner. I want to remind you about our third annual Father's Day dinner. And we want you to join us Friday, June 13th at Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. It's in Perimeter, the Perimeter location, should I say. And we're celebrating Father's Day with you guys. Go to 92.9 The Game. Click on the contest page. Tell us why you want to treat your dad to a special dinner with us, the Game Day staff. And if it's not your dad, it can be anybody that's special in your life. Grandfather, your kid, your coach. All you need to do is go and check that out on the website. It's presented by Echo Park Speedway, where NASCAR returns June 28th for the Quaker State 400, available at Walmart. It's a night race, by the way, and Mike and I were just out at Echo Park Automotive. Great time out there. Make sure you enter now for your chance to win at 929thegame.com. All right, Mike, before we get into what's going on around the NFL, and there is a big story in our division, Braves are leading this game, by the way. We don't know how it's going to end, but the game is in the ninth inning, and it felt like this was going to be an easy dub, and all of a sudden now they are struggling.
Braves had a 10-4 lead going into the top of the ninth, and a couple of home runs, a couple of walks. It was Blewett who blew it. They had to bring in Iglesias, which always makes you nervous when you're sitting on a 6-run lead and your reliever's probably in the mindset like, well, I'm not going to be used today, and all of a sudden, as they say in Pulp Fiction, it's getting a character. You know, you got to get out there,
gotta
and step
get ready
up. So, yeah, the Braves, a game that was certainly a lock. Now, a little more nervous in the service, but hopefully Iglesias can close it out. And then, as we said, a strange road trip. They go out to San Francisco,
yeah,
and then Milwaukee, and then they come back home. But, yeah, it's just, I know a lot of guys earlier in the year were like, ah, man, you got to have a Murphy. Murphy's, I think, like, guys are looking at all the holes we've got in this team, and Murphy's a guy that you can go and get some stuff for. And maybe you thread that needle and you could address bullpen or a left fielder. Either way, I think you got some big moves, regardless, win or lose this game today, whatever they do on this West Coast swing. You got to make some moves because you got a bunch of teams ahead of you for the wild card.
Yes, you do. Yeah, and that's the thing, too. I mean, it's not just even trying to win this division. It's can we get in position to win the wild card, which, again, it's early June. But I told you guys, starting off the way we did All these games matter at the beginning of the season when you start talking about whether or not you're going to have a chance to do something in the postseason. All right, plenty more to dive into here on the show right now. Let's get to 4th and 1. Mike, he came out and said that he didn't want to just take their money. And I'm talking about Derek Carr, who was the Saints quarterback, guys. He tells Front Office Sports, quote, "I didn't want to have surgery and just sit there because he could have collected $30 million by just having the surgery and being on the sidelines this year." And he says, "I know it sounds crazy, but I just didn't want to take the Saints' money." Mike, look, the Saints are in rebuild mode, and he knows it. I think Derek Carr quit. His coach that wanted him there wasn't there. Yes, he probably didn't want to have the surgery, but Mike, who in the hell walks away from $30 million?
Yeah, now, two ways of looking at this. We can take the typical NFL fan being cynical and going, Derek Carr, bum. But you could also look at it and say, remember, when he was with the Raiders, this was a guy who basically broke down and said, "I care, damn it, I want to win, and nobody else wants to win this frigging team."
Yes.
You know, and then eventually Josh McDaniels comes in, treats him with no respect. And they move him out, and the Raiders have, you know, kind of been a downward spiral. They're trying to get things going now with Brady and company. But I just felt that if you look at where, you know, his career has gone, the guy has tried to do the right thing a couple of times, and sometimes sort of becomes the punchline for a joke. So I'll give him the benefit of the doubt and say, in a day and age where it's all about the bottom line, hats off to Derek Carr for saying that. Unless it's a bunch of nonsense and he's pulling a Kirk Cousins, I don't know Derek Carr enough to think he's full of crap on this. So can't we just say, hey, here's a guy who actually said, you know what, I'm not going to steal money in a world where everybody steals money.
Yeah, look, if this is the case, I'm just saying, look at it from where I'm looking at it from. It's the Saints. It's the Saints.
See, that's why I said, now again, I'm not comfortable standing up for Derek Carr. I was just being the devil's. You know, and again, as that lady said one time,
I'm with you.
We were in the lobby a few years ago, and this lady goes, and they're having this conversation. I don't even know what the company is. It's in our tower. And this woman, and I had to laugh. She goes, you know, the consultant they brought in kept saying devil's advocate. I don't believe in the devil's advocate. So that's always rosy, and there's never – so situations can never get bad or worse. Okay, that's a great outlook on life, I suppose. But I'm just playing devil's advocate when it comes to a guy that – I mean, it seems like – you know, at first blush, you're right. Half the league goes, what is this guy talking about? He left money on the table.
This is how I see it. He quit. And he quit because Mickey Loomis doesn't look like the genius he once did, does he? I'm being serious here, Saints fans. All of a sudden, when he had Sean Payton and he had Drew Brees, right, it looked like, oh, Mickey Loomis knows what he's doing. All of a sudden, their quarterbacks are Spencer Rattler, okay? He doesn't scare anybody. He's not a rattlesnake. He's a garden snake. Then they drafted this other kid, Tyler Shook. You know what my line is. He'll be shooking oysters in a few months. They don't have a quarterback, guys. This is rebuild for the Saints. And all of a sudden, Derek Carr looked in the mirror and went, I'm good. And he quit. That's what I think happened. And to leave the money on the table is just a slap in the face. He's made a lot of money. Don't get me wrong. I think he's made $150 million in his career or something crazy. But, Mike, $30 million? I would be hurt on the sidelines and be like, y'all going to cut that check.
Well, I mean, this is where we've come to expect, you know, guys. Look, I just mentioned, we had that conversation with, you know, about Julio Jones. Julio Jones got $62 million guaranteed, played 9 games for the rest of his entire career as a Falcon. There was no rebate. Was it like Julio's going to come to Arthur? You know, man, you gave me that guaranteed money and haven't been banged up. You know, I'm going to give you $30 million back, and that's in essence what Carr is doing here.
He doesn't
have to do it.
No,
it's a hell of a thing. But I mean, I think most of us out there say, look, you have a finite amount of time in the NFL to make max dollars. You beat up your body, take the money.
Take the money. He quit. He was like, no, I've had enough. This is not good. We're not going to be any good. I'm out of here. 4th and 1 is brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Browns OC Mike Tommy Reese says that any of the 4 quarterbacks can win the starting job. Do you believe him?
Yes. No. I don't think you could make the argument that Pickett has no chance, because I've seen what he's put on tape, and I don't believe in him. That's a body for camp. And he'll get it. He's not going to be. He's a guy wearing a baseball hat the rest of his career. Thank you. Thank you, Virtual Mike. But I do think, I don't know, Dylan, I would think Shador Sanders over Dylan Gabriel. And then Flacco, of course, they had regret they didn't keep Flacco last year, because Flacco 2 years ago, obviously, was able to take them to the playoffs. Flacco's still cagey, but I mean, at this stage of his career, I mean, if a guy with the athleticism and the ability that, and he's not a runner, he's a thrower, that Shedeur Sanders has, you know, with the proper, again, with the proper mentoring, but this gets back to the argument we've had with everybody who's talked about Shedeur Sanders on our show. How do you get the reps? How do you get the mental reps when you're the fourth guy on the depth chart?
It's hard. The idea, look, it's nice to think that everybody's going to the camp on equal footing. They're not. They're just not. So I don't know if any of the four can start. I think two of the four could start, and then maybe a third guy is really vying for a backup job, Mike. That's what I think about the Browns. Look, that's going to be one of the most interesting camps in football once things start, and there's going to be daily reports and all the stuff. And my question is, at what point does the fandom of Shedeur Sanders and everybody jump over, we want to see him start to pressure the Browns into making this happen?
Now, again, whether or not, and I don't believe that what some of these guys that leaked stuff to the press was as bad as they said it was. I do think that there are certainly general managers and personnel guys in the league who have a mean on for Deion Sanders and his son. I think that anybody who doesn't agree with that, you get your head in the sand. But then there's the argument of, if you want him, you go get him. And if you didn't want him, okay, then why did you draft him if you're Cleveland? Knowing that you're going to have everybody going, okay, let's see. In make-believe practice, 7-on-7, Flacco was 2 of 7, Shedeur was 4 of 6. You know what I mean? They're going to be throwing this out there. Hell, they already did.
They did.
It was the local radio station that covers the Browns. Had a breakdown of like, you know, an OTA. So this is why did you bother with Dylan Gabriel when you could have just taken Shedeur? That's the only part of this that makes, we're not talking about the free fall for Shedeur, just what the Browns did.
All right, guys, we're talking about what's going on around the NFL. Also, Anthony Richardson, and this news hit today, is going to miss minicamp. Now, many teams having minicamp like our Falcons next week. It's mandatory. Everybody's going to be there, but he's going to be out due to a shoulder injury on his throwing arm, Mike.
Right.
That's not good news for a guy that's already fighting for his job.
Well, that's the same thing that applies to Pitts. We talk about Kyle Pitts and where he is in his Falcon career. Applies to a guy who got benched last year. And let's be honest, this team is kind of looking for some leadership at the quarterback position, so much so they brought in a retread.
Yep.
And by the way, Daniel Jones thinks he can win this job.
He
and
does.
Be the man.
He does.
And look, he's shown enough signs, shown you more than some other bums around the league, shown you more than Trubisky, shown you more than Pickett, who had starting jobs. Daniel Jones actually did a few things before the wheels fell off. But yeah, this is one that, if you're Anthony Richardson, you almost like going to smack him around. You need to go back and get a time machine and do another year in the SEC because you were never ready.
Yeah.
Now the injury is a whole other chapter.
And wait, by the way, if Anthony Richardson loses his job to Daniel Jones, what's that say about that particular pick? Remember, they went up and got him and everybody was like, I'm just saying, for him to miss mandatory minicamp, and that's not going to cost him his job, but it sets him behind. You're going to go into camp with Daniel Jones having a little bit of a head start.
Right.
Because you missed this crucial time.
And guys, this is the great argument that we've heard. We used to have fun with Randy McMichael. We used to call him the player representative back in the day.
Yes.
I mean, the NFL is all about saving money, right? They don't turn the lights on if they can't make a dime. If there's an effort, why did you bring your players in? Why do you have your staff there? What are OTAs for? You know, you used to have 2-a-days, and we all know through the CBA, they don't work as much. But the NFL teams, they put this stuff on for a reason. This is why we used to debate about why Julio wasn't there. So these reps that you accumulate and work on all this stuff for your younger players trying to make their way, it matters.
Yeah.
And otherwise, they wouldn't be there.
Well, and Mike, you've got a quarterback change. You've got a new system. I mean, all these things that we talk about.
If I'm Patrick Mahomes, I don't need OTAs.
Correct.
When I was Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady.
That's right.
But the younger guys, that's a different story.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Hey, man, one other thing I want to mention. Vikings Harrison Phillips says that J.J. McCarthy reminds him of Josh Allen. And I'm like, wait a minute. Come on now. J.J. hadn't played a game.
Right.
He was injured last year. He looked like he has a lot of promise, you know, in those preseason games, but we don't know what he is. He says he's coming into his own. He's understanding the power that he has to lead this organization, and he's doing a fantastic job.
Mm.
Okay, you're saying a lot. Like, you know, the guy that just left won 14 games.
Right.
I mean, Sam Darnold was great for them last year, and that's a lot of pressure on J.J. McCarthy to come in. Same team. Same wideout, same great tight end, same good defense. What's he going to do with these guys? So I don't know if I'd say that he is, you know, reminds him of Josh Allen. That's a hell of a comparison. But like the statement, Mike, he's coming into his own. He understands the power he has. McCarthy hadn't done anything yet.
Yeah, and again, I still think there's a door open, a crack for Aaron Rodgers, lest things go sideways with the Steelers. That's a team which is built to go deep in the playoffs. That's the thing. You know, Sam Darnold absolutely choked it away the last game of the regular season.
He did.
They could have won the division. And then you saw that disaster against the Rams. So they're looking for competent quarterback play, baseline, quarterback, competent play. And they don't know what J.J. is going to be. That's why I still think it's interesting that, you know, there might be a slim, you know, a flicker of hope for Aaron Rodgers there. Staying in that division, Packers coach Matt LaFleur says, Romeo Doubs looks like a specimen. Okay, they got a young wide receiver core. They've added more depth on their offense. That guy kept missing games with concussions last year.
He did.
But this is one guy they say felt like he let the team down. See, here we go. See, Carl, OTAs, felt like he let the team down.
He did.
And is wants to prove to his teammates he's going to be there for the long haul. So, he's there competing, the work in.
This just in, Mike. Four-time NFL MVP Aaron Rodgers has informed the Steelers he will fly to Pittsburgh on Friday, tomorrow, and sign before next week's minicamp.
Mandatory minicamp.
Insiders like Tom Pelissero, my buddy Ian Rappaport is reporting this.
Right.
A deal is done. Rodgers is 41 and will play his 21st season in black and gold. He has told the Steelers he will be there tomorrow to sign before mandatory minicamp next week. So it's done.
All right, so if you're the Viking staff, it's time to stop saying that J.J. McCarthy needs to be in better shape and that you want to get this guy. He's your number one and rally behind him. All right, Aaron Rodgers. What is Arthur Smith going to do with Aaron Rodgers?
Wow.
We got a bigger problem here in Atlanta.
Oh, we do.
You thought last night, Carl, was the lowest point?
It's not even close to what just happened at Truist Park, and I'm so ticked off right now. It's Dukes and
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Bell. I've not been this PO'd in a long time. It's Dukes and Bell. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The Braves lose today. They lose the series, but it is more about how they lost today, Atlanta, that screams change needs to happen. So a brief recap, and we are going to open up the phone lines because we want to hear from you. 404-726-0929. This team is too talented to be doing what they did today and to be continuing to play the way they have, especially with the lack of hitting. But, Mike, just a synopsis. We're up 6-0. Then we are up 6-3. They got back in it. Then we're up 7-3. Then we're up 9-3. And then it's 10-4 going into the top of the ninth inning. 10-4 at Truist Park. And we blew it. We blew a lead of 6 runs, and we lose 11-10. It's pathetic, and I couldn't be more upset right now because we keep hoping that this team is going to click, that something is going to happen, and it's not happened. And today, Mike, this is our lowest point.
Yeah, even when you feel the bats are coming alive, Chipper Jones was tweeting about it. I was mentioning you and I were talking about it. Michael Harris had a couple of hits after being dreadful last night, some things to feel good about. And all that goes out the window. And think about this. You blew a 6-run lead, and now you got to fly all the way to San Francisco. Enjoy that flight. And by the way, if they don't fire Snicker today, they'll never fire Snicker. And he'll be here till the end of the season. Because if you're going to do it, you do it right now. Okay? I don't want to hear anything. Again, we all know what he accomplished. We all know we love the guy, and he's a sweetheart. But this thing is so far off the rails. And if you Braves fans can't see that, I'm sorry. No, he can't hit or pitch for them. But at some point, guys, when teams pull this stuff, somebody's head rolls. You just got swept by the Diamondbacks. You look lifeless. Last night, you couldn't have looked any worse in those situations in the eighth and the ninth. And then today, to be in the driver's seat and to blow again. And again, Raisel Iglesias is so – and again, how can you trot him out there?
You can't.
After things like this, regardless of what he's been doing all season long.
Mike,
it's terrible.
You've lost all trust in what should be your closer. He's not. You've lost all trust in your closer. And, guys, this has been creeping in. We all kept trying to ignore it. Ah, he just had a bad outing. Ah, he didn't have enough innings to start the season. Ah, all these damn excuses. Forget the excuses. And here's the thing, and Mike and I argue about this all the time, and this is why I say to my partner, never say never. You are right, my friend. If you don't fire him today, if you don't make change today, and I'm not talking about a damn third base coach, you are not doing us justice. This team is way too talented to be playing like this. The message is not getting through, and there's no way you blow a 6-run lead in the top of the ninth inning at home. So I'm all for whatever's going to happen, but you're right. If it's not now, it ain't happening because it doesn't get any lower than this, guys. We're already, as I told you guys yesterday, there are three teams from a record standpoint that are worse than us. We are not doing anything in this National League, let alone our division. And for everybody that had World Series aspirations with the All-Star game coming to our wonderful city, Forget about it. It's not happening.
This Braves team, guys, losing to the Diamondbacks 8-3-2-1 and then 11-10. Last night, as I said, I thought last night was the low point. I can't imagine a Braves team since they've gotten back to being competitive. You know, when they were rebuilding, you know, in 15 and 16, that's a different animal. But since they've been competitive, now you begin to say to yourself, do you blow this thing up? Do you say to yourself, look, I'm probably not going to give Ozuna a new contract, so let's go get him? Because you can restock. You go get Murph off the books. But that's a decision that this team has rarely ever had the situation to be at that crossroads to have to make. If we're honest, the last, 7 years? But now you're here. You put money into some guys that just aren't giving you the goods. And I don't think, I'd move Austin Riley. I'd look at this team and I really would have that hard discussion, position by position. It's not just the usual suspects that we harp on. I mean, this is a serious conversation for the Braves to have. Because I can tell you this, you've gone backwards since 21. 23 was an anomaly. This team isn't good. It's just not a good baseball team.
No, they're not. And the crazy thing is today, everybody hit. The craziest thing about today is Acuña did his thing. Hell, Drake Baldwin is a star, guys. He is a star in the making. And we've been talking about the secret sauce, and if he hits like we think he can, the number one prospect, he's living up to it. He had a great day today. Riley, Olsen, everybody's got RBIs across the board. And then this happens? Where is Brian Snitker? Stop sitting there and eating sunflower seeds, and let's get some oomph about us. And finish this game. I cannot believe what I saw today, Mike. 404-726-0929. That is the number. We want to hear from you guys. Because, look, you can say anything you want about, oh, there's plenty of time. Stop fooling yourself.
Yeah, we played that soundbite a few times yesterday of him just, I mean, literally the definition of being at a loss for words. This is a guy who has done some amazing things with his team. And guys, in other cities, this is where we look. Tom Thibodeau just got fired in New York. Now, granted, a pretty unstable owner, but this is a team that never makes the moves that other cities and other teams and other fan bases demand, because it's a soft town at times. Braves fans, you got to look in the mirror too. If you're content with this situation, if you don't feel that a change has to be made, because you can't fire the 25 guys on the roster. And maybe it does. Maybe they get a spark if Walt Weiss takes over, whoever they designate. I don't know. I'm not exactly impressed with his bench coaches. But you've got to make something happen. And it's a shame that Snitker didn't get to the finish line of the last year on his contract. But in any other city in America, a guy that won a World Series 4 years ago would get fired. Period. End of story. But not here. Not going to happen.
All right. I'm going to add one more thing. Then we're jumping on the phones. To your point about being fired. The reason is, and I want you guys to understand what we're saying here, because some of you are going to hear this and just go, you guys are trying to run another guy out of town. We love him. The reason is that there are expectations for the team. If there were no expectations and we were, the Rockies,
right,
we wouldn't be sitting here telling you that he deserves to be fired, because the team is not any good. He doesn't have any stars or MVPs on his team. He doesn't have multiple time all-stars. That is not the case with Snit. So that is why we're saying whatever's going on is not working at this point, and it needs to be reevaluated. Please understand what we're saying. There are expectations for this team. Mike said it yesterday. Baseball experts around the country were like, Braves will be in the Dodgers, Braves, Yankees, Mets.
Top three, the lowest we were in many of the baseball experts around the country, the third best team in the league. Third best.
Let's talk to Brad in Peachtree City. Brad, thank you for dialing up. Dukes and Bell here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Tell us what you think about the Braves, man. What's going on? What is going on?
Oh, man, I mean, after riding around today and watching it on my phone and risking my life on FanDuel, because the signal just don't pick up down very good down here in Coweta County. You just cannot get the – it's too choppy. So I got to watch it on my phone while
I'm
driving.
It's a problem for those guys. Understand. So, small antenna.
Yes. I'm thinking, you know, the hits are coming. I'm like, you know what? This could be the game that kind of flips the switch a little bit, you know. And then the ninth inning comes about, and then our Iglesias.
I know.
Snitker has to go, dude. I think he's been there since the organization was created. I mean, it's just time. it's time to step aside, man. You've done this 45 years. I appreciate it. Thank you very much for everything you've done. We need a change. Drake Baldwin needs to be on the field every day.
Period.
He doesn't. Period. Period. Get rid of Austin Riley. I mean, Drake Baldwin is either DH or he's catching. I don't care. I don't get him on the field. He's our best player. He's our best player right now.
Man, I'm frustrated with you.
Right.
We are feeling the same way you are. Let's grab Tim in Smyrna. If you're wondering what the blank is going on, Braves blow a 6-run lead in the top of the ninth. They were up the entire afternoon. D-backs sweep us. They win 11-10. Welcome in. You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What are you thinking about the Braves?
Well, hey, man. What am I supposed to do? You know, like they put all my money over in Pennant Park, and you know my DH has a hip pointer, and you know, just kind of sit over here and eat sunflower seeds in the dugout, and you know, I don't know what to do sometimes. You know, the sun comes up, sun comes down, and baseball happens, and you know, I got a knife, and the Dodgers got a gun, and I really don't know. You know, sometimes baseball happens, sometimes it doesn't happen, and you know, I got a World Series ring, and maybe I'll come back next year, and I got Tim Hires, and you know, I don't know what Tim Hires does all day, but you know, hey, we got Pennant Park, don't we? All right, well, maybe put Unc Zuna. Let's put Unc Zuna out there. You know, if he can do it, put Unc Zuna out there. Heck, you know, see what he can do. All right, guys.
Appreciate you, brother. Yeah, man, I was just looking at the 2023 stats.
That's brilliant, by the way.
That's funny. By the way, Carl, I was just looking at the 2023 team, and that's the same guys. This is the same guys.
Same team!
So, I mean, this gets back to Acuna, Riley, Olsen, Albies, Azuna, Harris. Okay, Arcia, Rosario, Murphy. These guys are all on the team. Now, obviously, you know the guys that aren't here anymore, but it's basically the same team. So, and you guys want to tell me that, you know, no, we're a really good team. This is what's telling, I'm telling you the truth. We've gone backwards since 21. 23 was an anomaly. And I don't know what the, you want a theory, Carl, that they put higher stitches on the baseball? It doesn't travel as far now? That the Braves are struggling with the long ball? This team is ill-conceived. They can't win without the home run. Even today when they hit the home runs and they get up to a six-run lead and they bomb away, you still have a bullpen, which is garbage. You know, and again, this is not complimentary, you know, baseball. The bullpen was adequate at times. Starting pitching is, you know, exceeded expectation considering the injuries and everything they had to overcome. But this team is just so flawed. So, as I said, guys, you've got to either blow this thing up, have a really hard conversation if you're the organization, or try to spackle things up. But who believes this team would do anything in a wild card right now?
I don't.
Nobody.
I don't even think we make the wild card with the way this thing's going.
And I said it to Carl off the air. Let me just say it to the listeners. We never looked this bad in 21.
No. No.
You never had a three-game patch like this.
No.
I'll go back and look at the game by game, but this is just listless baseball.
All right. We're going to take plenty of your phone calls, 404-726-0929, because you feel the same way we do, and we want to talk to you. You got some answers for us? There's no way this kind of stuff happens with the talent on this team, and it's continuing to happen, so something else is fundamentally wrong. We're coming back. More of your calls here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Braves lose 11-10. Lose the series to the D-backs. It's Dukes and Bell.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We're talking to you because our Braves are in trouble. 404-726-0929. It is Dukes and Bell. Braves lose 11-10 after having a 6-run lead in the top of the ninth. It's inexcusable. There's just no other word that comes to mind. Well, some other words that we can't use on the radio, but there's no other word that I can use right now. Let's jump on the phones. Many of you want to talk to us, and we want to hear what you have to say about this. Listen, here's the thing. What direction should we go? How do you fix this? And if you have the answer to what's going on with our team, then please tell us, because nobody's been able to tell us. But right now, Mike and I are just in here. We're pulling our hair out. We don't have it much. I mean, we're like, what?
Right.
We need change. We need somebody to bring some life to this team and to get us going. It's the one thing, Mike, I feel like we're missing. You can't. We got Acuna. We got Riley and all these guys that are supposed to be great slugging guys. What is going on?
Yeah, and we talked about, you know, the leadership thing. Brandon Gaudin was on with us yesterday from FanDuel, and he was saying he's heard that there have been inner discussions amongst the players, you know, guys getting fired up. And, again, we'd love to be privy to that and know who was out there. Like today, does somebody not come in and overturn the spread? That's all the food, by the way. You know, and just say, you know, this is ridiculous. Remember, guys, they blow this 6-run lead. Now they got to fly cross-country to San Fran and think about that all day. This team is so lost because there's a crisis of leadership. And guys always – some guys call don't grasp when you and I talk about it, whether it's the Hawks or the Falcons or, in this case, the Braves.
It's real.
Good teams have it. Good teams have – and look, Austin Riley, I know you lead by example. Can you raise your voice above a whisper once? I mean, I know, look, everybody's got their own style. And I'm just saying there's enough blame to go around. I mean, Matt Olson, I'm glad if you were one of the guys that was raising his voice in the locker room, great. Because sometimes I need to just put a mirror under your nose to see if you're breathing. Acuna, I know it's tough, Carl, because he's coming back off the injury.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Ozzie's a guy. I mean, there's got to be somebody on this team. This is where you miss guys like Travis d'Arnaud and Freddie Freeman and taking it further back, guys like Brian McCann. Those guys exist for a reason. They provide the X factor other players don't bring.
Yeah. Blew it today. 3 hits, 5 earned runs when he came in to this game. Scott Blewett. Then you're talking about Iglesias, who gave up 4 hits and 3 runs.
And I said to Carl, I said, you know, this is the worst case scenario when you're sitting on a 6-run lead and Iglesias mentally is not ready to come in.
He's not there.
And all of a sudden now he's got to fire up, and he was horrible.
He was bad. All right, let's start with Mark in Kennesaw. Mark, thank you for being patient. Welcome into Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man, what are you thinking about these Braves?
Hey, guys. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Just listen to this. With a full facial dig. I don't know what's going on with this team, guys. Iglesias, I don't know why they keep putting him in there. This was a flip-flop this time. The bats were there. The pitching was just atrocious, especially at the end of the game. And I'm just beside myself. I stopped looking at my phone, at the game on my phone. And I go, they got this. It was 96% chance for them to win.
Yep.
And they blew it.
They blew it.
I just don't understand what they should do. Thanks, guys. I just love the show.
We all are.
Mark, we're with you. Man, look, we're right here with you. That's why we want to talk to you, because Mike and I saying the same things. We're like, they blew this? And I got to be honest with you guys. I'm going to take you behind the curtain. We are in the middle of our football conversation, and this is playing out. And Mike keeps looking over at me. You know how your mom looks at you? Like, is this really going on? And Mike's looking at me, and I'm like, don't. I'm not going to look. I'm not looking. I'm talking football. I'm not going to. And literally, as soon as we go to break, we're both like,
screaming cuss words because it shouldn't be this way.
No, I said to Day-Day, we just talked about it. You know, with Iglesias, you know, there's a mindset. Hey, I got an off day today. The guys will they'll clean the rest of this up. And now he's got to come in. He looked like he was walking the plank as he came out from the bullpen. So like, there's enough blame to go around here. A couple of our good friends in the media, Allison Mastrangelo from Channel 2, Brian Snicker postgame quote, you got to do your job and play better. It's a horrible loss. Now we have to sit on it for 5 hours. It will be miserable. It should be miserable. They should be miserable, too. So that's the strongest thing I've heard out of Snicker in a while.
It is.
Snicker also talking to Maria Martin. We're not a bad team. We're a good team playing bad. Snicker.
I don't believe that.
That's not true. We're a bad team that's not playing well.
Your record is your record. You can tell me you're good all you want. Your record doesn't reflect that we're one of the best teams in the National League, let alone Major League Baseball right now. Let's talk to John in LaGrange. John, thank you for listening to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Hey, man.
Hey, I want to give a couple of names, Michael and Biff Pokoroba. That's how long I've been watching the Braves.
Right on.
That's how long I've been a Braves fan. I went through Chuck Tanner as manager. Wow. Anybody remember Chuck Tanner being our manager?
Before Joe Torre.
I've been a Braves fan a minute. Right. But I got two words. I got garbage and I got delusional. They're garbage. This team is garbage. And I'm telling you right now, there's a Braves fan who thinks they're going to turn, the worm's going to turn. They're delusional.
Yeah, it ain't going to happen. It doesn't feel that way.
Don't pass the eye test.
It doesn't feel that way.
And they never looked as bad in 21 because everyone, Carl, every Braves fan who's saying this, you know, half glass full guys, hey, 21, remember I said fire sale it because it looked pretty bad. But they never had a 3-game series like this.
No, guys, you feel it. It didn't feel this way and it hasn't felt this way in a very long time. And the team is better from a personnel standpoint. Thank you for listening. Let's grab Will. Will, you're up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're talking about the Braves losing to the D-backs, guys. 11-10, they blow a 6-run lead in the top of the ninth. No way they should have lost this game. Welcome in, Will.
Hey, man. Hey, look, this is the deal. Like, everything y'all are talking about is hitting down the head. Like, we're just not playing well. You know, everybody's thinking half glass full. Like, what did y'all talk about? Like, we're delusional. We are, seriously, because we keep thinking this is going to happen. It's not. In my opinion, everybody's on the table. Acuña as well. Mm. And look, I understand that everybody's Acuña for life around here, but the thing is, it's like he's getting that realm, him and Strider, where they're either hurt or they're not performing well when they need to be. And the biggest thing with these teams is that we don't have the consistent players where you have like a Chipper Jones, even Andrew Jones, all those guys like back in the 90s and everything, where they had consistent years where they were great or they were performing. We just don't have that.
Right.
And the pitching, and same thing with pitching. We just don't have guys that are performing every single year. I mean, it just, and it hurts when we see Frady that leaves, or heck, even, what's his name that went to the Yankees and they're performing.
Max
and they
Fried.
Couldn't do that
Max,
here.
Yeah, Max Fried.
Yeah. It's just, it's hard to watch when you're seeing this happen. And I'm serious. Like, I would, everybody be on the table because it's not going to happen this year. I mean, Braves fans, y'all understand, like, this is going to be a year where we're going to sit here, we're going to be taking our lumps all year. This is not going to change whatsoever.
Will, here's the interesting thing, and thank you for listening. Thank you for the phone call. Mike, I don't have a problem with everything being on the table. I never do. I say this about the Hawks. People lose their mind. Oh, you mean Trey? Everybody.
Right.
When you talk about revamping the team, that is a discussion that you have to have in the offseason. What can you do right now that maybe changes the direction of the team? And there's only one thing that you can do right now.
Right. And by the way, you know, I'm not one of these guys, and we get a lot of heat on Alex Anthopoulos. I just maintain, guys, that Alex, it's not his fault, because if he was given the wherewithal, an extra $90 million in payroll like the Phillies give their GM, we'd have that frontline pitching. We might even have held on to Max Fried. We might have approached that differently. But the Liberty Media folks, The same guys that own Liberty Media, they're the majority shareholders of this. Since the Braves got spun off, they're their own entity. But they're the guys that basically Terry McGuirk works for. And McGuirk, and he's the hatchet man, they don't let Alex do the things other GMs in the top 10 payroll get to do. So I think that for the most part, Alex has, you know, pulled rabbits out of his hat year after year under the circumstances he's got to work with. But this is a year now where I say, move Sean Murphy. Get him off the books. Everybody and their uncle has seen what Drake Baldwin is, and he's just a better player. You know, Murphy is a solid Major League Baseball player. Drake Baldwin looks like he can be a star, right? Now, I think Alex missed on Michael Harris. I think they got over their skis on Michael Harris. You know, there was a lot of momentum for him. He's just not a guy that, that's too much to give guaranteed money for a guy who bats ninth. Great, great goal, you know, gold glove fielder, Carl, just doesn't hit. Shortstop is a black hole right now. You've had to patch it. You know, the Profar thing no one could have seen. You can't blame Alex for that one. But I do think you got to make bold moves. Where do you fall on Alex? I don't blame Alex for where we're at.
No, look, I'll say this. He's the best general manager in baseball because of what you just laid out. If what you say is true, then he has made more with less and made us not only competitive every year, but World Series champions. Here's my thing about Alex, for everybody that wants to point the finger there. Alex gave Snit these same guys, and everybody was happy. The same group. Everybody was like, man, look at our lineup. We're going to kill it, boy. We got all these guys that can hit. So what's changed? Alex's job is to get the players that the manager is somehow supposed to inspire to play at a certain level. It is not his job to be down in the dugout today and going, guys, we got a 6-run lead. We don't need to lose it. That's not Alex's job. Alex's job is to go get the best pitching he can get. And if Mike is right, which I don't know if he is, but it feels that way, then he's done a hell of a job because he's doing more with less. And so from that standpoint, this ain't about Alex Anthopoulos. Nobody was complaining when he signed Riley to $200 million deal. Everybody's like, that's the right move. Oh, but it doesn't mean that it doesn't need to be evaluated.
No.
And that is where I'm at. I'm not going to tell you that I'm blaming Alex, but all this now, when you start to see how it falls into place, it does need to be evaluated. But, guys, there's only so much. You're not changing your starting nine at the All-Star break.
No.
That's my deal.
No.
So understand that and say, if you feel like these guys are underachieving, what needs to be done to change that?
The only things you could argue in the history, I mean, you talk about Cheryl. Cheryl's only missed on like one or two pieces. And even then, I don't think Braves fans are sweating they lost Jermaine Dye, right?
No.
I mean, you go back to Contreras, and the one that I brought up this year that Carl was laughing at, we had a guy, we traded Soler for a guy named Griffin Canning. And this is the only one I will say for Alex. Alex loves these bums and these retreads, and he rolls guys like, you know, Yanni Chirino and things like that. For some reason, they didn't believe in Griffin Canning. This guy is 6-2 for the Mets. He's killing it. An ERA of 2.90. And for some reason, we didn't keep him as a starting pitcher this year. That's about the only thing, and again, that's the only thing I can beef about with him. Because I don't believe, as I stated earlier, they give him the wherewithal to go. Otherwise, why wouldn't you keep Max Fried? Why wouldn't you get in the mix for those elite pitchers when you've got a lineup that just won in 21 and competed for the last 5 years? The other thing about the Braves, and I'll make this one quick. If you are going to blow it up, you got to trade Ozuna, you know, because you'll get something for him right now. Are you close to the deadline? You know what I'm talking about,
yes,
guys.
Yes.
And Sean Murphy. And would you trade Austin Riley? Or you say Austin Riley is secure for you? Because I just say, I look at all these things and I say, if you really want to reset, a hard reset, does this team have the balls to do a hard reset?
Well,
that's another question.
It is, but I don't even know if that is do we need to do that? Look, Riley, is he in his prime?
Supposed to be.
Is Acuna in his prime? Acuna won the MVP at like 25, 24, whatever he was. Yeah. I'm just saying to you guys, like, yes, I'm all for potentially changing as we move forward what the personnel looks like. But right now, this is our personnel.
Right.
And they are underachieving. This kind of loss should not happen with the guys that we have on the field. All right, we got to take a break. We're coming back. Brandon and Cumming, we're going to grab you. Jason and Mike, Douglasville, Columbus, stay there. We want to hear from all of you guys. 404-726-0929. Braves lose a series in an ugly fashion. And it has us all scratching our heads and wondering, where does this team go? Mm. All right? They're going to get on a plane to go to the West Coast. Mike mentioned it. Long flight out there. I'm sure there'll be a lot of conversations about what's going on. But this kind of loss screams change. It's Dukes and Bell.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.